Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, looky here. We are live in D.C. Winter Wonderland, but the Junkies coming to you live. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Happy Monday. Happy Victory Monday, all. Hello.
It is a Victory Monday. And look what's here. It's a three-man show with Eric Carlton Bickle. Welcome back.
How are you? How are you, boys?
Hanging in there. We actually did the D.C. thing last night.
We did,
the boss
yes.
man offered us hotel rooms.
The both.
And Cakes and I took him up on it. You decided not to. You had to drive in.
Yeah,
what was the commute like?
I assume we'll have a zero share. The roads are empty. I assume no one's listening right now.
Now, you come down Connecticut Avenue.
As long as I can. I took Connecticut to Constitution.
Right.
And then,
how many cars did you pass?
Oh, I that passed were driving? No one. A few people passed me.
Okay,
I passed
so
no one.
Literally, like a handful of cars during the commute.
Yeah, I mean, listen. It's funny. I saw a lot of people. There was some traffic going like from D.C. into Maryland. So I mean, I did see cars.
Mm-hmm.
But very, very far and few in between. And honestly, you probably shouldn't be out there. I just drove slowly. I had no issues. But it is icy underneath there, and, you know, I think it's going to be kind of a perilous next 24, 48 hours. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be butt cold all week.
Yep.
I don't see any let up in the temps, so I just don't know when this crap's going to melt.
On my two-block commute, I saw a guy in a plow, that's one, and maybe one other vehicle, maybe. And that's a five to seven minute walk.
I saw some sort of government vehicle that had, I don't think it was a plow. It had something behind it. Maybe it was salt and it was spitting out. I was like, that's not good.
Cause
that's
not great.
That's the vehicle that's supposed to help people. Mm-hmm. No, and it was spitting out.
The problem is, like, I have four wheel drive, right? The X5's great, but I don't care what vehicle you have when there's that ice underneath it. There's, you know, you got to be careful. There's a jackknife tractor trailer on 395 that's blocking, I think, all but one lane. I saw another vehicle on Connecticut Avenue that was like, it was like blocking three lanes. It was a pickup truck for some sort of government vehicle.
Well, I can tell you this, that I drove from Gaithersburg, D.C., I don't know, I left around 6:30, and my normal way is I take the GW Parkway into the city,
right.
And we're staying at a hotel just two blocks from where the station is, so I was just going my normal route. GW Parkway was closed.
Well, it's good for you, because the GW Parkway is a death trap.
I know, but when there's...
Especially when there's snow.
When there's no snow, and there was no snow at 6 o'clock, it took me aback, so then I had to take 66 and go kind of a long way.
I don't like GW Parkway under any circumstance.
Hate it.
I definitely don't like it when there's the deadly combo of construction, where you're like in this, you know, the Jersey walls on both sides, kind of harrowing. And then when you have snow, and it snow screws one car in that situation, you're doomed.
Mm-hmm.
You're doomed.
Hey, so we've gone 4 minutes into the show. We need to play the music.
I know.
Like, what are we doing? It's a the Commanders finished the season 12-5.
It's unbelievable.
It's an absurd number.
It's just a shocking
number.
I mean,
I think my prediction was 10 or 11 wins.
You had 10 wins.
I don't know if I really, like, down in my bones thought
well, remember
that was
what
happen.
I did. I predicted 9, and remember my asterisk. What was my asterisk?
It was if you had the balls to pick them to beat Atlanta and, like, pick one other team,
yeah,
then it
I
should be 11.
I wanted to pick them to go in 11, yeah. But I didn't have the balls.
Right.
The balls.
Can we just start doing that, putting asterisks on our picks?
No, I mean, you can. We could have gone the other way. I could have said I picked 9, but I don't really believe
even
it.
Even though I didn't have the greatest conviction with it, double-digit win pick in the preseason.
You got
That's a dub. I'll take
it. I mean,
you got to take your
I
life, dog.
It is pretty incredible.
Too, by the way, for Jaden starting every game.
He owes who money?
Me.
He owes you money. I think he owes me half of his mortgage for all my Terry McLaurin bets. All of the years that I've overbet and overestimated what Commanders / Redskins / Washington football team wide receivers are going to do in a season. Mm-hmm. I think it finally came home for me. It finally came through.
Well, Terry
smashed this year, including the game winner yesterday.
So it's incredible what has happened here, particularly the last month. I saw Pete Haley put out the tweet about the last four games. So they won on a failed 2-point conversion at the end against the Saints.
Yep.
They beat the Eagles on a last-second play.
Yep.
They beat the Falcons in overtime. And then they beat the Cowboys on a last-second play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what?
They're the cardiac kids.
JP, sometimes you just take what the universe gives you, the run good that's coming your way. Sometimes you have seasons where nothing goes your way. This is one of those seasons where seemingly all of the bounces and the close calls went the Commander's way.
And hear me out on this. I am thrilled with this. I don't care what happens, you know, against Tampa and beyond. Unbelievable season. I like the direction of the program. They're not winning 12 games next year. The schedule's brutal. They're not winning 13.
Don't start looking at next year's schedule.
Right now.
What? You can't.
But it's not a bad thing.
Can you live in the now?
What? I am. I'm just telling you.
It doesn't sound like you're living in the now.
No,
what,
I am.
What a big wet blanket.
I'm not a wet blanket.
He started doing this bit a couple weeks ago.
I'm not a wet blanket.
What a Debbie Downer.
I'm not.
I got to change up the music.
I'm not. I'm just telling you because I'm preempting what's going to happen.
This is the biggest loser talk in the world right now.
No, I'm preempting. Let me finish. I'm preempting what's going to happen. Is they're not going to win 12 games next year because the schedule's brutal, and everyone's all of a sudden they're going to be down on people. Don't be down on it. This team is trending in the right direction, but we're just, you know, this is a miracle season. We're not going to be able to duplicate it next year. Justin, but I still think we're on a great trajectory. But don't be down next year.
What do you enjoy the win for 3 seconds and now you're already on the next year and then not fulfilling expectations?
I think it's been a miraculous year. But don't start doubting the team. You know when they maybe win 9 games next year.
Look,
next year's gonna be tough.
You said this before the season, and I agreed
with
honest. You. I agreed with you, B. The number one biggest thing was making sure they had the right quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, that's done.
Yeah.
All right. The streak of a new quarterback starting every season, that's going to be over next season. They're actually going to have a quarterback who started this year in the opening game.
Yeah.
That's going to start next year in the opening game. That hasn't happened, I think, in 8 or 9 years.
Well, I mean, just look at what the Cleveland Browns did. When they started Bailey Zappe this weekend, that was the 40th quarterback they'd started since 1999.
Yeah, but JP, Eric says the guy that's going to be starting will be lucky. They'll be lucky to win 9 games next year.
Yeah, you know what?
They will, but it has nothing to do with Jaden. Jaden's great. Jaden's going to play great next year, too. But they're just going to – the schedule just ramps up so much more. Look at – it is what it is. I just could foresee the future, and I know how we go like this.
Okay, well, bask in what's happening right now.
I am. I'm thrilled with
Here's
the 12.
Here's the deal. Play the music, Cakes. It is a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. For a moment, it was looking like they were going to make the playoffs while being swept by the Cowboys. They avoided that. I can't remember who it was. I think it was the guy at Hampton Inn last night. He was the guy who checked me in. He was wearing a Commander's hat.
Yep.
And we struck up a little conversation. He was like, thank God.
You talk to a stranger? That's weird.
Well, when you check in, you don't say hello to anybody.
I mean, I have pleasantries, but I wasn't talking to him about the Commanders game by game.
Oh, I'm sure JP didn't bring it up.
Game by game.
I'm sure JP didn't bring it up.
It was like two sentences. But he said something to the effect of, thank God we didn't get swept by the Cowboys.
Yeah, it just would have sucked limping into the playoffs. And it was certainly trending in that direction. Props to Mariota, did a great job coming in the second half. You know, what a great move that was to bring him in.
It's a luxury to have a good backup.
And the fact that, you know, as DQ said at the time, you know, or said later when we questioned him about it, or it was a tell when they signed Mariota that they were going to go after Jaden because they play a similar style. You don't have to change the offense, right? I don't think that Mariota would obviously be as effective over 17 games as Jaden, but you know you don't have to change anything. He has similar skill set. It's awesome. It's great.
He had incredible performances when he stepped in this year.
Yeah.
In the Carolina game, which was way back in October, he was 18 for 23 for 205 yards with two touchdowns, had 11 carries for 34 yards. And in this game, 15 for 18 for a buck 61, two touchdowns, and then the five carries, 56 yards, and a touchdown. I mean, he put up incredible numbers in
his
relief
three games,
of Jaden Daniels.
His quarterback rating this year was 131.
I mean, that's an absurd number.
And his QBR is 88.
And he clearly mentored Jaden. Jaden clearly, you know, has a close bond with him, rooting like crazy for him on the sideline. Just the whole team
it's
going crazy for him.
There's nobody that's upset that's not going to, you know, help the younger guy along. I mean, they clearly are into each other. You know, it's part of the brotherhood that Dan Quinn has been preaching all season long. And you saw it on display while Jaden, you know, was on the sideline.
Yeah. It is great.
Do you think the
season.
Team is more lucky in that they've won these last second games, particularly in the last month? Again, the 2-point conversion that they stop against the Saints, the last second wins, the overtime win, where you got to win a coin toss, or are they making these breaks?
They're lucky.
There's a bit of luck involved, but they're there at the end. They're kind of making their own luck where they. They have chances to win these close games. Yeah. Whereas in years past, this team was just getting blown out left and right, looked dead, no pulse. Yeah, instead of talking about mock drafts and coaching carousel, we have a playoff matchup to look forward to. A rematch of week one.
And I'm guessing Sunday Night Football against Tampa.
The offense is going to look a bit different against Tampa than it did in week one when Jaden made his
pro debut.
Because
that's where I gave Cliff like a D. I think Cliff got a D for week one. So I think that we should be a little bit more formidable. I still think the defense is ultimately what's going to be our downfall. And if we don't have our offensive line intact, forget it.
Well, if I'm Tampa,
because he can't run the ball, and then Jaden just has to do everything all on his own, and it's too much.
If I'm Tampa, and I know Baker's had a great year, Mike Evans, blah, 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 I'm giving Bucky Irving 26 to 28 carries. And just say, have at it with this defense, because they can't stop anybody on the ground. We saw more of that yesterday.
No. The Commanders definitely have flaws.
Yeah, sure.
But they got to 12 wins.
12, I mean, that's... I mean,
wins is phenomenal.
Across the board. A plus for Adam Peters.
I mean, there's a lot of luck involved. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, they wanted a Hail Mary. I get it. They wanted a Hail Mary the last four games. They've been fortunate, but the turnaround, you have to credit Adam Peters, Dan
Quinn.
Here's
what I was thinking about.
And obviously, Jaden Daniels has been the driving force.
How many wins? Everything else is the same. Does Ron win with this roster? Everything else is the same. So you give the Adam Peters moves. Ron is the head guy. How many wins?
And he's got Jaden?
I give him eight.
I'd say seven or eight.
Nine,
find a way
nine
to screw
or ten.
It up.
I'd say 9 or 10 because Jaden's just that good.
Jaden's that good. But
nah, because he'd botch the timeouts. Like the end of this game, don't act like DQ doesn't. I know. I'm not saying he's perfect, but I feel like the game management would screw them out of a couple of these late comebacks.
I just think also the team really rallies around him. They really do buy into his shtick. He's a genuine guy. And I'm a big guy on culture, and I know everyone makes fun of that. I think the culture here is real.
Definitely matters.
It's real.
Especially from the top down. Just think about how different it is with Josh Harris and the ownership group, as opposed to Dan Snyder owning the team in his last months and last year of owning the Commanders.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a radical departure.
And the good thing is there's been so much turnover. Sure, you have the mainstays, the John Allens, the Daron Payne's, the Terry McLaurin's, the Jeremy Reed.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
But there's been so much turnover that these guys, I don't think they even realize that most of us are just expecting the other shoe to drop every week. You know what I mean? They're sort of naively just going through and just playing ball, and it's been wonderful to watch.
It's a whole new team. We're celebrating. We're going to open up the phone lines next. We don't know how many people are listening. Nobody's on the roads, but we want to hear from you. A lot of people want to celebrate it. They're in the playoffs. They won 12 games.
You won't go to Tampa.
They're going to face Tampa.
You won't catch a flight to go to Tampa.
I was just in Tampa. I literally was just there.
True. 800. By a few weeks.
636-1067. You can call us and give them MGM National Harbor listener lines. Got John Kine from ESPN.com joining us at 7. Michael Phillips for a colleague checking at 820. John Ledyard, who covers the Buccaneers later in the show at 920. But next, we'll take our first calls, 800-636-1067. What do you make of his 12-win team?